Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. God could have put his message of salvation in blazing letters of lightning across the sky for all the world to see. He could have had it sung by an angel choir for all the world to hear. But he chose not to do it that way. Instead, he translated himself into a human God-man who came to earth and as a baby. And he grew and he walked the dusty roadways and streets of Palestine, mingling with the people and really disguising himself among them. I'd like to focus this morning on Emmanuel, God with us, that God is now here. He is with us now. You know, today again, God could hack into all the computers around the world, and he could put his message on every computer screen and every Facebook page and every Twitter feed around the world. His message of love, compassion, salvation, he could do that. But again, he chooses not to do that. Instead, again, he chooses to translate himself into human carriers, through human carriers like you and I. Human personalities who walk the streets of our cities today, and remote jungle footpaths, and in the marketplaces and in the workplaces of our communities, through the earthen clay imperfect vessels of our lives, if we allow him to. I think Christmas is a continued translation of Mighty God through human beings. His message comes through human beings. So I'd like to talk about that today for the few minutes here. As God said, Jesus said that in John 14, he said, "I will give you my presence, the Holy Spirit. He will be with you and he will be in you." Christmas, the continued translation of Mighty God through human personalities. 700 years before Christ came, that prophecy that was read here. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. 700 years before it happened. It means God is with us now. God is with us now. What a marvelous word. You know, few were the ones that recognized him when he came. I don't know if his own father Joseph really knew who he was, really understood who he was. We know that Mary, she considered and pondered all these things in her heart and wondered at the mystery of it all. Anna in the temple, she got it when Jesus was dedicated at the temple. this old woman came in at that very time, and she began to, and she saw Jesus, and she began to speak to all who came in about that this is the one that was promised all these years. Simeon, same in the temple. He came just at that very time into the temple, and he saw the infant child Jesus. He recognized him for who he was by the Holy Spirit, and he knew that God was with us. God, he said, God is with us here. Here is the promised Messiah. He said, Lord, thank you. I've seen the promised Messiah. I can now die in peace. He recognized him. The shepherds recognized that he was the promised Messiah. They became the first evangelists in the scriptures about Jesus' arrival. They were the pure-hearted ones, these ones that recognized him. They didn't have any rigid requirements or expectations of religion. These simple ones, Anna, Simeon, the shepherds. But very few others recognized that he was here. His name will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. But just like in that time, so we are today. Often we don't recognize him. But theirs was a simple faith, those that recognized him, and a lifelong hope that the Messiah would come. But most of the religious community, they never recognized him or acknowledged him. So that's maybe why Jesus announced in Matthew 5 and verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, the pure-hearted ones. Those who don't have ulterior motives and expectations and requirements, but those, the simple ones, those who love God with a pure heart, a devoted heart, an undivided heart, unpretentious hearts, the pure-hearted ones, they will see God. I think that verse means that we will see God when we have a pure heart. We will see God show up in our lives all around us every day in the ordinary, in the busyness. We will recognize God if we have pure hearts, if we're not cluttered and crowded. Do we recognize God everywhere? You know, when Jesus came into Judea, he came at a time when Israel was groaning under Roman rule. They didn't recognize him. As you look at this little sentence here, you can take it several ways. It depends on the perspective. It depends on where we're looking, on how we're looking. We can read it this way. We can look at our lives this way and say, God is nowhere. Or we can look at our life and say, God is now here. This is the point of this word this morning, that God is with us. God is now here. Do we recognize him as he shows up? And as we'll talk, he shows up in strange ways sometimes. God is now here. How do we look at life? How do we look at our circumstances? How do we look at what's going on around us right now? For some of us, it may be the worst of times. It may feel like the worst of times in our life. I know there's people here struggling. For some of us, it may be the best of times. It may feel like the best of times. Everything's going great and wonderful. God is now here. Everything's just going wonderful. What perspective do I have? What perspective do you have as you look around? Can you find him in the mysteries of life? Do you see him in the busyness of your life? Do we miss him in the busyness of our life? What a busy time we are in right now. What a wonderful time, but what a busy time. And it's so easy to miss Jesus showing up. Jesus coming our way, Jesus walking alongside us, trying to get our attention. So Israel was groaning under Roman rule. They supposed that God had forgotten about them and his promises, at least most of them. And there was insurrections that kept rising up to try to take back or against the Roman rule. And, you know, God hadn't spoken for over 400 years. They hadn't had a prophetic word. Hadn't heard from the Lord for 400 years. That was a time when Jesus showed up. It was a dark time in Jewish history. But Jesus shows up, and he was, as 1 John 1:9 says, he was the true light that lights up every man. And he had just come into the world. Who saw him? Who noticed him? Who recognized him? Isaiah said, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, prophetically speaking about Jesus coming, and those who dwelt in the shadow of death, on them light has sprung up when Jesus came. A few people recognized the light. You know, the wise men recognized his light. They saw the star, and they said, it's his star. They recognized God was at work. God was moving. After 400 years of no prophetic word, God was moving, and his star appeared. I was wondering why, you know, as that star moved across the heavens, why couldn't anyone else see it blazing in the heavens, moving across the sky in such an unusual way? Why did everyone miss it? Well, blessed are the pure-hearted ones. They will see God at work. They will see God moving. They will see God's hand, his purpose, and what's happening in life. How about me? How about you? What do you think when you think about God? Is he here? Is he there? Do you see him anywhere? Is he tall? Is he small? Is he in your life at all? I titled my theme this morning, Christmas Ramblings. That's probably why. Oh, the things you can think when you think about God. I read of a man who was to be installed as a new pastor of a large church. The morning of his installation, he dressed up as a homeless man, and he mingled with the crowd. He mingled at church, in the church foyer, greeting people as they came in. And when he sat down in a church pew, the ushers asked him to move back further. He was distracting. And when it came time to announce and present the new pastor, this homeless-looking man gets up and he walks to the front. And he began to read from Matthew chapter 25. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. I was hungry and you did not feed me. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was in need and you did not minister to my needs. I was in prison and you did not come to see me. Then the leftists will say to the king, when did we see you a stranger? When did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you needy? When did we see you in prison? And Jesus said, when you did not do it to the least of these, I just mentioned, you didn't do it to me. You didn't do it to me. I was there. I was there. I was there in the homeless person. I was there in the sick person. I was there in the hungry person. I was there in the stranger, in the form of a stranger, but you didn't notice me. You didn't recognize me. You overlooked me. Emmanuel, God with us. He is here. Do we see him? The man, the newly installed pastor, he went on to say, I see many members in this church, but I don't see many imitators of Christ. I see many members, but I don't see many imitators of Christ. My challenge to myself this morning is I want to be an imitator of Christ. I want to recognize where he shows up. I want to recognize where he's working in my situation, in my life. Maybe the tough, the good, the bad. I wonder how often does Jesus show up in my life, and he's disguised, and I really, really miss him. So, Here's some opportunities that Christ may present to us constantly along the pathway of our life. He may show up in the ADD child, the ADHD child, the hypertension child, the youngster that tries our patience. He may show up there. Maybe in the guy who stole my tools, maybe there. Or the tenant who won't pay his rent. I was a stranger. I was needy. I was hungry. Jesus said that. Or maybe Jesus wants to show up in the person who's always getting on our nerves. Think about it. Jesus shows up in a disguised way. He did when he came, when he entered our world that night so long ago. He came disguised and very few recognized him. Only those who were pure-hearted and didn't have their preconceived ideas about how God should look or how God should act, where he should come from, how he should be dressed, and how he should appear. How about the refugees are showing up in our communities? Maybe Jesus is showing up through them. Maybe those folks with those addictions that we just can't, we don't know why they can't get over their addictions. Maybe Jesus is wanting to show up through them, in us, to them. Or just a person who needs a prayer, or a word spoken over them, someone to believe in them comes our way. Do I really recognize him when he shows up? I know he wants to show up in our loneliness. I know he wants to show up in our hardships. But do we recognize him in the hardship, in the loneliness? Do we recognize that's the moment of Jesus showing up? In my greatest disappointments, Jesus says, I am with you even to the end. I am here. I am Emmanuel. I am God with you. To the end of our lives, to the end of the world, to the end of our struggle, whatever that it might be. Jesus promised to be with us. Do we recognize him in the struggle, in the challenge, or even in our successes of life? Sometimes he gets buried in the successes of our life. We don't notice him. Oh, the things you can think when you think about God. Is he near? Is he clear? Does he even really hear? Is he tall? Is he small? Is he in our life at all? Oh, the things you can think when you think about God. What do you think as you think about God? So as you wonder, as you ponder, let your heart grow ever fonder. And what new things you will see, what a new person you'll be when you know that God is right here with me. God with us, Emmanuel. God is now here. His name is Emmanuel. His name is Jesus. God is with us now. So the call of this word to me, and I hope to each of us, is to recognize that Jesus is here and he is wanting to show up. He's wanting us to recognize him. He's wanting me to understand that he is here with me in this struggle, in this challenge, in this opportunity that he's presenting my way, that I think he's not involved. God is now here. You can look at it depending on how you look at life. He's nowhere, or he is now here. God wants us to join with him where he's at work in our everyday life, in our joys, in our struggles, everything that happens around us. Church, do you see him? We are the people of God. We say we're followers of Jesus. We're imitators of his. Do we see him in the ordinary of life, in the grind of life, the busyness of life, the hustle and bustle of life. Emmanuel, God with us. As we sing, I have James and Carla sing the song Emmanuel, and then Jesus, lover of my soul. And I want this to just be a time of searching your own hearts. Jesus came. His name means, I am with you now. Maybe, as I mentioned, this is the worst of times for some of us. He wants us to see him. He wants us to experience him. He wants us to know his presence, to know his love, to know his care, to know his purpose for coming. It's an opportunity for you, if God is calling you to recognize him, to acknowledge that, you can come forward. You can rededicate your heart in that way. Maybe God is asking you to join with him where he's at work in your life. Maybe he wants you to take a fresh look. Just deal with your own heart there. So as James and Carla sing these songs, this is a time. Remember that Jesus entered our world so we could enter his, so we could experience his power, we could experience his favor. We could experience his supernatural presence in a broken world. Emmanuel, God with us.